Today's talk is called Gaining Ground. Last week we had Easter Sunday and we talked about how the metaphysical or new thought interpretation would be that there is a small story living within us and it's an obstacle that's keeping us small. And we talked about rolling stones, like that thought is like a hardened thought. And can we roll it away out of our way? And one of the things about rolling it out of our way is, first of all, to even know the obstacle's there. And then secondly, to believe that it's possible. And thirdly, to have the desire to actually roll it. Without realizing, a lot of times we're caught in our story and our story is serving us, and we really don't have a desire to roll the stone, but or to roll that story out of our way that would give us a more expanded view of who we are. And so we tell ourselves, well, there's nothing we can do about it. It's just this obstacle. And then we notice that it seems like the stone is getting bigger, like there's more things attaching to it that support the stone instead of supporting who we are. And as Sherry said in her opening prayer, if we could begin to see the discomfort that we feel as actually a gift, as actually a lesson, as actually something planned by our higher self, the knowing part of ourselves, to wake us up. When we are able to see that, we move from believing that the obstacle is even real. It can disintegrate when we can see, instead of it as an obstacle, as actually a lesson about fill in the blank. And also that it's not a discomfort and of something that somebody's doing to us and causing us discomfort, but a story that we're living in that's causing the discomfort. A story that's too little for who and what we are is what's causing the discomfort. A story that's too little for who and what everybody else is also. And so it's actually a blessing. And when we see it as a classroom and a lesson designed for us and everybody involved in it as being a part of that, we see it as a mutually supportive, loving universe. That is hard to get to, though. So this talk is called Gaining Ground. It's like, how do I get from where I'm at to where I want to be? How do I feel like I'm actually moving past that lesson and not attracting the same thing over and over again? And one of the first things is to recognize that it's a lesson and that it's not about it or them, but it's about, in my case, me. That's a huge shift. It's not what they are doing to me. It's what story am I telling myself about this situation? And when I can see it that way, not what they're doing to me, but instead, what story have I told myself about this? And what is this really about? Then I move from being a victim of what's coming at me, right, to being empowered. And here's what's coming through me. Here's what's moving me along. And it would be okay to be a victim if you're getting something out of it. But if you're not, and you feel nothing but discomfort, it's time to let it go. It's time to reach for something else so that you can move to a higher ground. So you can kind of look at that whole death and burial and resurrection and then the ascension as moving higher in our understanding. Now, whenever I would go hiking, when I first went the first time, I thought, oh, to get way up there, first of all, it's like, there's no way I can do that, okay? It's the first story I told myself. Then I thought I had to hike with really long strides to get there. Okay? At a higher altitude, it was way too fast for me, and I ran out of breath because I hadn't acclimated to each level, and I was pushing myself further than what was comfortable for me. And if I saw other people going past me, I thought, oh my gosh, I got to catch up. I need to walk as fast as they walk. And so I was trying to do what they did. But that didn't work either. Instead, I found myself sitting down more and more going, oh my God, I'm old. But when I finally caught on that after a few days, you start to acclimate to it, and the people passing me by probably live there, and have lived there for a long time, and they were used to it. It was totally different. And when I realized the best way to get up that place is not to look at that so much, but to really kind of look down and look at my surroundings right in the immediate area and take baby steps. Just little bitty baby steps. And I would get all the way to the top, and I would rest when I needed to rest. And I wouldn't beat up on myself, and I could see this beautiful vista when I got up there. And I go, wow, you did it. That's amazing. How'd you get there? Baby steps. So we gain ground by loving ourselves, not being so hard on ourselves, by recognizing that we're in a story and we need to expand our story. That the person or event that's in front of us is not there really to harm us, which is what our personality tells us, but instead to say, maybe you want to rethink this story that you're living in. Maybe if you gave it a different spin and did something and thought something completely different, you would see everything change. But you did not know you were caught in a story. And when you do that, all of a sudden, things start to change. Instead of believing that somebody's taken advantage of you or is hurting you or whatever, you ask yourself, what story was my personality living in when this event came to me? I need to dial it back before the event or the person to what was my agenda. What was the original seed that I planted into this? Did I feel like I was rescuing somebody else? Is that why this thing has backfired on me? Like I was telling you before, when I used to help people and rescue them with their cars or whatever they needed all the time, they would wreck the car right after I gave them the money for it. They would use the money for drugs instead. And I could get really upset with them and say, isn't that terrible that they did that? Or I could say, what was my real motive for doing it? Did I feel sorry for them? Did I feel sorry for God, the God within them? Did I really help them? That's just one example. And if it backfires repeatedly in my life, and I have the same thing happening over and over again, then I have to say, wait a minute, maybe this is what no looks like, and this is what no feels like. So whatever is going on in your life, if you feel like, why does this keep happening to me? It's because this is what no looks and feels like. And that means that you do the complete opposite of that and tell yourself a completely different story to get to yes. And nothing bad has really gone on here. As a matter of fact, it made you open up to more and more of who you are and who others are. Does this make sense? So maybe you can find something that's going on in your life or that has gone on in your life. And that's why when somebody comes to me with a personal appeal to get them out of a bind that they got into, I have like 8 examples of how that did not work for me. Okay. So when I had a friend who was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to pay my taxes? And she came to me and it was like, I was flush with money. I said, I'll help you. And I felt really good about that until I went to see my accountant who told me I had a really high tax bill coming. So as I would watch my own checking account go down every time I thought I was doing something good, I realized that wasn't working. It wasn't empowering the other individual. It wasn't letting them go through whatever they went through to get to the point that they're at. And if the person had to file bankruptcy, they would learn that bankruptcy was not the end of the world. And they might actually feel freer. And I might have just delayed their discomfort more and more. Who knows? All I know is what no looks like. And if I want to gain ground, I'm going to have to find out what yes looks like. And if yes instead looks like encouraging them and telling them, I know you have everything you need within you to do this, then that's probably when their life begins to turn around, and so does mine. So it makes us wonder if our own gaining ground isn't about loving ourselves enough to change up our story and offering another story to somebody else. And that's all that we're doing, because really, in reality, since we got here in this physical plane, all we've been doing is living in a story. That's it. Things that are made out of nothing, just thoughts. And if we feel like we're not getting anywhere, we need to change up our thought and say, what other options are open to me other than doing the thing that I keep getting a no on? What else is open? We live in a story. So when I was studying design, and I told you guys before, and I was around everybody else who said there's no way you were going to get jobs in design, I would say to myself, that may be true for them, but that is not true for me. Cleared it up just like that. My story is not their story. When everybody would say it's hard to buy in this market, it's hard to sell in this housing market, I would say that may be true for everybody else, but that is not true for me. When I see anything on the news that's taking me and lowering my vibration and making me not feel so good and moving into fear, I say, well, that might be true for the entire world, but that's not true for me. I'm not wishing that upon the world. I'm just saying all I can work is out of my own point of power. What is true for me? And it only becomes true for me when I accept it. The life and death story. People strive and struggle to stay alive when in reality there is no death to what we are. There are no gems that say delay death. They try to get you to stay there on this plane as long as possible, but the truth of the matter is, that what do we do on this plane? How do we let go of the fear? How does the fear work in our favor? I need a more empowering story whenever I find myself caught up in it. So, as we move along, we trust that everything that's coming our way is what is coming through whatever we're writing, wherever we're living in our mind, whatever we believe is possible for ourselves. And it's also coming not as a punishment, but as a wake-up call to your living too small. And as soon as we change up something, as soon as we take a step forward in a different direction, we've now moved to a different level of understanding. and we live in that level of understanding. A lot of people want everybody to move at exactly the same pace and gain ground at the same level. I wanted to move at the pace of people moving past me physically, and it was a lesson saying, why are you being so hard on yourself? Why are you comparing yourself to others? What does their story have to do with your story? Everywhere we turn, we're in the midst of a lesson, mind, body, and spirit, everywhere we go. That's the analogy. The analogy is whatever is going on with you physically is also what's going on with you mentally. If you are blocking your heart towards others, you will feel the blockage in your own body. So our feelings wake us up to where we're stuck. And you'll notice that as soon as you pick up a more expanded story, that the blockage doesn't need to be there anymore. It's connected to the story. Our discomfort is always connected to whatever story we're living in. All we have to do to gain ground, to move away from the discomfort, is first recognize it, acknowledge it, see it as a lesson, change our story. That's it. That's all we have to do. It's amazing, isn't it? What was our story that we were living in? Was it the story that the world gave us? Is that the one we're living in? Is it okay for you to be who you are and move at your pace? Or is somebody else watching you and saying you should be moving further? And if somebody's watching you and say you should be further along in your life, in your spiritual growth, whatever it is, that isn't about them. It's about whether it lands on you, right? It's not about them at all. If they're saying that to you, they can say whatever they want. If you walk away going, they're right, I really should be doing more, I feel terrible, I should be doing more, why am I such a lazy bum? There are workaholics who feel that way about themselves. They'll never be able to do enough. They'll never have enough. They'll never be enough. So gaining ground is simply about changing up our story. When we do it, we're no longer a victim of somebody else. We're now back in our own place of power. We'll know it because this story will bring us peace. The other one disrupted our peace. This one brings us peace. That's what yes feels like. It feels like peace. It feels like power. It feels like present moment power. It seems like all things are possible. Because I'm not projecting forward and I'm not looking in the past. I'm right in this moment, knowing that everything can change because everything is spinning off of the story. So what I did was, we have a bonus thing on the back of our announcements today. It's called gaining ground. It's good for us just to pull this out every once in a while. We all need to know. It's very, oh my gosh, Steven Spielberg couldn't top the illusions that we live in, right? Holy cow. So whatever this is, it is about me and not them. Whatever it is, just for a second, just like shift it. Say, how could this possibly be about me and not them? They are being so outrageous. What are they baiting me for is what I would look at. What are they trying to get me to let go of? They don't know they're doing it. This is all an inside job. They don't know it. But if you attract an abuser all the time, it makes you say, gosh, couldn't be an abuser unless I felt like I was a victim. And therefore, aha, it is about me. I must feel like I'm a victim. So the second one is, my feeling of discomfort is what my no feels like when I live within a small story of myself and others. Number three, I'm going to remember I'm in a classroom, and this is actually about, and you fill in the blank. What could it possibly be about if I'm in a classroom? Why does this keep happening to me? What could this possibly be about? What class am I taking? Love thyself. Infinite possibility classroom. Whatever. What is it? I know that seeing the situation completely different will lead me to my yes, so I better start working on seeing it completely different. Number five, I choose to think, do, and say something different that empowers everyone concerned. Our personality wants to get at the person who they feel is doing something to them. But when you can say, I understand why you feel the way you do, that just isn't, you know, really a good fit for me, but you know, do what you, you know, feel like you need to do. So it empowers both parties. You're not trying to destroy somebody in this situation. It's not necessary for you to go for the jugular, to take that person down all the way. Your personality sometimes wants to do that. Maybe not now, because we're all so. But in the past, would you not agree? But that was good, because now we understand when we see somebody going through that, that they're going through their no. And it's like, whoa, that's not going to work well. But you might want to consider something else. Okay, but we've had the experience of what that is like, and how when we actually try to go after somebody else, the discomfort we feel in our own body, and the angst that we feel, and the anger, and the blockage that we feel, and we say, I can't afford that. I don't really want to live my life like that. Number six, I take responsibility for my part in this by recognizing my personality, small story, and choose to expand it. Whatever story we have, because we're still here, we are in the process of expanding a story. We don't have to have it done already, because we're still here. So we are always expanding our story. Number seven, I forgive myself and others by recognizing this as a lesson needed and well learned. Number eight, I release all and move forward more enlightened, knowing my best is yet to come because I have cleared away an obstacle from my path. Number nine, I silently thank all that participated in this valuable lesson. Most of the time, the person who's in the lesson with you doesn't know they're in the lesson with you, and if you start thanking them, because of you, I love myself more, you know, even though you've been really mean to me, they're probably not going to get that. But you thank them, and the good thing is, then you're not holding them in resentment. You're not holding two stories anymore. Like, they moved me along my path, however, they're a big jerk. Okay, that isn't what we're talking about. They moved me along the path, and without them, I probably would not be where I'm at today. 10, I feel the power and the peace, the yes of stepping into this new, higher understanding. So this is a really just like great reminder. Number one is the biggest shift. Moving it from out there to here is huge. When we do that, we're in our point of power again. When it's somebody doing it to us and we actually believe that story, we have absolutely no power. We have no control. We don't know what's going to happen next. So I love the quotes today, the opening one. A great many people think they are thinking when they are really rearranging their prejudices and superstitions. That's when we're not gaining ground. We're in the same spot because we're just really kind of moving the story around. And William James comparing our spiritual understanding of what we are to our physical and saying it would be like only moving your baby finger, your little finger. That's it. That's how much of it we're using, or a lot of people are using. So we're gaining more of that. We're learning more of our spiritual body. in this whole thing and understanding that's the real body. And obviously, Buddha's telling us that we are what we think. We are our stories. And Thoreau is reminding us that we need to go over this many times. We typically don't get it the first time. We got to lay down new tracks all the time. We have to have a circle of people around us that help us with our story because they're on the same page, more or less, where what you're saying isn't crazy to them. When we surround ourselves with people that want to debate us all the time, we're not loving ourselves at all. When we can respect other people where they're coming from, we're loving ourselves and them. But then we find our people that we can talk to. And the last one, always continue the climb. It's possible for you to do whatever you choose if you first know who you are. We could change that also to what you are. And are willing to work with what you are, that power that you really are. Then it's more powerful than the personality and its stories. So everything is asking us to just expand our story, to drop the little one, to drop the one about somebody else doing it to us, to get inside of our own self and say, why don't I love myself enough? Why don't I believe I'm good enough? Why aren't I open to what I really am? Whatever this is, it's asking me to do that. Why do I believe I'm this limited drop in the eternal bucket instead of the whole eternal? Why don't I understand what I am? And remember, I came in here knowing all this and picking up this body. And I came to do work, and I came to love. And nothing can happen out there that does not reflect what's in here. So I came to love this one first. And from that, I have gained tremendous ground. Thank you very much.